with a Shavuos Olah. For it more again, Uminayin the Lasas Olah. This is the answer. Uminayin, how do I know this? Lasas Olah. Sheini Mo Shavuah. Like the our Pasha of Shavuos Edus. Here it just says, Vishoma Koil Olah. That the Edim hear a Olah. How do you know to say that means a Shavuah? Kolah Sheishi Mo Shavuah. Like you won't learn it out from the Pasha of Saito, but there it says both words. There it says Shavuah Olah. So maybe Olah does not mean Shavuah. Shavuah means a Shavuah, and Olah maybe means something else. O Shavuah Sheini Mo Olah. Kishavuah Sheishi Mo Olah. How do you learn out both ways that a Shavuah that says the word Olah, like by Saito, still it's only an explanation that the word Olah means a Shavuah, and therefore when it says by Shavuah say this, the word Olah, it only means a Shavuah? How do I know this? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk teaches us, it says here, Vishoma Kerl Olah. It's an extra word, the word Kerl is extra. It says here in this parasha, Shavuah say this, Vishoma Kerl Olah, that the Edim heard something and they kept quiet. So really just should have said the word Vishoma Olah, and they heard like a curse. Why does it have to say the word Vishoma Kerl? What is the word Kerl doing here? Vishoma Olah, like a thing of double Lushin. Vishoma Kerl Olah, we say Vishoma Olah, Vishoma Kerl. Now the word Kerl is extra. So Rashi says Vishoma Olah, Vishoma Kerl. Midhevel ele michta Vishoma Olah. Just should have said, the Edim heard a Olah. Shamat mino di Shvua, Shiesh Bola. Who would have just said the word Olah? I would know that means a Shvua, Shiesh Bola. You learn it out from Saita, it means both. A swearing with a curse. The cost of curl, Ola. Why does it say the extra word curl? Yisayra ledrosha also. Lechayva bi'echod mishteha curlis. Either one of the two is enough. Either the Edim hear a curse, or else the Edim hear a shvua. So learning out the word curl means like a shvua, and the word Ola means a curse, but it means each one separately, since there's an extra word curl. That's what Mishnah means. If the Teveya comes and tells the Edim, if you're not going to say Edis, I'm going to put a curse upon you, and still they say no, the chayiv shvuah seidis. Shvuah seidis is either with the lashon of a shvuah, curl, or else the lashon of a klola, the word ola. Omer Rabbi Avuah. But I call upon them, they did not learn out directly from Saita, so therefore, we're only saying what the word ola means. So therefore, you do not need Hashem's name. Minayin, Omer Rabbi Avuah. Minayin li ola shi shvuah. How do I know that the word ola, vishoma kirl ola, meaning that the Edim have a Shavua. Shenemar it says, Vayovei oisai biola. They brought him in with Ola, with a curse. Ulksiv it says, Vagam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar, Morad. He also rebelled against the king of Nebuchadnezzar. Asher reshbiya b'elakim, that he swore. So where did he swear? Because it says, Vayovei oisai biola. They brought him in with a Shavua. So mashma, the word Ola means a Shavua. Rashi Nebuchadnezzar at Tzidkiyo. Nebuchadnezzar made Tzidkiyo swear to him. And then it says, he went against the Shavua. That's also another proof that the word Olah means a Shavua. Tana would learn like this. Orer. What does the word Orer mean? Boy Nidui. Sometimes Orer could be used for a Nidui, X, band somebody. Somebody in the band. Klola. Boy Klola could also mean the lesson of cursing. And Boy Shavua. The word Orer could also mean a Shavua. What's the proof? Boy Nidui. By using the word Orer, you could put somebody into a Nidui. The Siv, it says, Oru Meirais. That he put this Oru, this curse, this Nidui, upon Meirois, or Omar Malach Hashem, Oru Oru Yeshve, they should be cursed, they're sitting over there. Rashi says, Oru Boy Nidu. Yeah. Right, yeah. So it says there what he put on Mashmah's Lashon of a Nidu. Vamu Ula says, Vyaba Meir Shippure, Shamte Baruch Lemeris. With 400 Shaifreis, did the Baruch put a Shamte Nidu upon Meirois. So all this Lashon Oru. You see, Lashon Oro means the Lashon of a Nidui. Now, by Kalola, the word Oro could also be used for a curse. Chesiv, it says, V'yelu yamdu ala Kalola. Chesiv, right after it says, Oro ish asher yasef esol. You see, the word Oro goes on a Kalola. By Shua could also be used the Lashon Shua. Chesiv, it says, V'yashpa Yeshua v'esehi lemo. Oro ish lefnei Hashem, whoever eats then. So he made a Lashon Oro, which means a Lashon Shua. So you see, Oror also means a Shrua. So if you say the Lashon Oror to Edim, and they would deny it, they'll also be Chayiv a Shrua say this. For the more of a Dilma Tati Avdlu, maybe Yeshua did two things to them. Ashbiyinu Balatayu, maybe Oror only means a curse, that's all. But he said a Lashon Shrua separately. So when it says, Elamihof's true, here there's no, there's not a good proof. Elam Yochel from here, it says, V'yish Yisroel, Nigash B'yem Ahu, V'yoyel Sher L'Som Leimor, Oru Isha She Yochel. Yeshua gave the curse to whoever, he said Lashon Oru, whoever would eat today. And here he only said the word Oru, and we'll soon see it means in Lashon Shvua. Uchsiv it says, V'yoynesin Lashom Ma'ab HaShvi Ovi V'Som. Yoynesin did not hear the way his father Shaul made the Shvua. So again, all his father said was Lashon of Oru. And here we're saying it's called the Shvua. So you see, the word Oror means a Shvua. So Mor says, no, the Dum here also, maybe Yochinami, Tarti Odilu, Ashbi Yinu Vilatayu. Maybe your Shaul did two things. Maybe he said a real Lashon Shvua, and also the Oror just means a curse, but not that Oror itself is a Shvua. So Mor says, no, Miksiv V'Oror, that says Lashon V'Oror, that he also cursed them. It says Oror, that's all. So Mashmi, that's all Shaul said was just a Lashon Oror, and that itself means a Shvua. So Mor says, if so, Hashto the Yisrael Hochi, now you come out to this Teretz, Hosam Nami, by Yehoshua, you could also bring the same proof. Loiksiv V'Oror, you're asking before by Yehoshua, maybe it means he did two things, he made a Shvua and a curse. It does not say Lashon V'Oror, it just says Oror without the Vav, Mashmi, there was no Shvua. Omer Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, Omein, if somebody says Amen after what you say, so by Shvua, if you first said a Lashon Shvua, Amen is Kamaisi Shvua Mipivdami, Boy Kabbalah's Dvorim, if you say something, it's called you're accepting what he said, and Boy Hamonis Dvorim, you're believing, you're trusting what he said. By answering Amen, what's the proof? Boy Shvua means the Shvua that Sivit says, V'yom Risha Amen Amen, that by faith she just has to answer Amen, and it's considered like she made the Shvua. She says, Amen is a Kabbalah's Shvua. Boy Kabbalah's Dvorim is an accepting of what the person said. The Chassidut says, Orra shalo yokim es divrei Torah zois, lasei soisom, v'yom makol amen. And so it's considered, lo yokim, if you do not do it, and they said amen, means they will be mekayimit. That's called the Kabbalah's Dvorim. And then, Boy Hamonis Dvorim, it also means you're believing what it's saying. The Chassidut says, v'yom yirmiyo anavi, elchanan chnina, amen. Like I believe, Amen, that I believe that Hashem will do what he said, Yochim et Recho, that I have Hamonis Dvorim.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, good. That's good.
Omer Abeloza, Lav Shvua. Somebody says, I will not do this. That's like swearing you will not do it. It's a shvua, you have to listen to it. And hein shvua, somebody says, yes, I will do this, that also is a lashon of a shvua. Where's the proof? Bishleim lav shvua, by saying no, and we'll soon see it means no, no, twice, that's called a shvua. The Siddur Pasuk says, v'lo yi'oid hamayim l'mabel. Hashem just said, I will not bring a mabel anymore. Well, see, another pasuk says, ki mei meyach zois li, Hashem nishbati, that Hashem swore not to bring a mabul. Where did he swear? The Torah doesn't say Lashon Shvua. It just says Lo Yi'oid. Mashma, by saying no, that's called a Shvua. Ela Hein Shvua Minolan. How do you know that? By saying yes, that's also a Lashon of a Shvua. So Mor says, this is a Svara. Mi Delav Shvua, Heinam Yishvua. If you say no, I will not do something, means a strong Lashon of a Shvua. So by saying yes, you will do something, also means a Shvua. Amar Rav, Rav adds to this, Vudiyom alav lav tarti zim. It has to be you said something no twice. Just by saying no, I will not do it, that alone is not a shvua. If you say something twice, no, no, that's a lashon shvua. Vudiyom hein hein trezim, the same thing by saying yes, yes, and also two times. The Sivit says, v'loyikoreis kol bosa oid mimei amabul, that's one time. V'loyi oid hamayim lamabul. So Hashem said twice, this lashon that will not be a mabul. By saying it twice, therefore, the Novi says it's considered a Shvua. For me, the lav tre zimna, and therefore, as Svara goes, hey, nami tre zimna. So when you say, yes, yes, I will do something, you say it twice, by saying it twice, it's called a Shvua. You have to be careful. When you say something twice, you have to say, bli neder. Otherwise, it's considered like you said a Shvua.
Can we use that from the Yamei name?
So the idea was he is very happy
there. Right. The Mishnah says, ha-makala b'kulam chaya divra b'meya, v'chomam poitrim. We call you cursed Hashem, and you use his kinuyim, the nicknames. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir says, still you chayiv misa. Chum say no, you potter. You only chayiv misa if you use the shem ham of the shem ham yuchid. Tana Rabbanim, Ish ish ki yikala lalakov v'nosa chetoy. Somebody curses Hashem, so he's chayiv misa. Ma tam aloy, what's the pasuk say? Aloy kva ne'mar v'noikev shem Hashem mois yumas. We have the curse of Hashem with Hashem's name is chayiv misa. So yoch, I would have thought to say, lo ye chayiv ela Hashem ham yuchid. When this pasuk v'noikev shem Hashem, maybe yoni chayiv use the shem ham afarish, the shem ham yuchid. But what? Minayin l'rabbi says akinuyim. If you curse Hashem with the other nicknames, tam aloy ma ish ish ki yikala lakov. Mashma mikol makom, any loshen of Hashem's name you use and you curse him with that name, yechayiv. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir shita. Now Mishnah, yechayiv with the kinuyim. V'chomer l'chomer say no, Hashem hamiyuchad b'misa. Ah, you have a second posik, the ala kinuyim b'yazara. The second posik of ishish ki yechayiv l'kov, that's only a loshen azara, it's only a lav, there's no misa. The two psukim, once for chiv misa, you need the Hashem hamiyuchad, and for kinuyim, it's only a lav. Same machloek is over makal over the imoy. If somebody curses his parents, so the same machloek is you have to use only Hashem's name, Shem HaMiyuchid. That's Rav Meir Shita, and the Chum. Okay, Rav Meir holds Yichayiv even with the Kenuyim, and the Chum say only with the Shem HaMiyuchid. Shem HaMiyuchid. Man Chachom, who are these Chachomim that even by cursing your parents, you only Chayiv Misa with the Shem HaMiyuchid? Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi. The time you learn like this. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, Yomer. V'nokvoy shem yumas. The extra pasuk he holds. Ma tamlon, what do I need this pasuk for? Shame. Why does it say extra word shame? V'nokvoy shem. Limod ala makal oviv imoy shem nechayiv achikalom b'shem. He holds here in this pasuk the word shame is extra. You see the pasukim he holds, it says extra time, v'nokvoy shem. So it's extra here in the pasuk of cursing Hashem, so he uses it. If you don't need it here, use it for another place where you chayiv misa by your parents. And they're also only b'shem with the shem hamiyuchid. V'amakal atzma v'chaveroi, if somebody curses himself or he curses his friend, here there's no chiyuv misa, even if he used the shem hamiyuchid, it's only a lav. Omer Rav Yanai, v'divri hakel atzmoi, where's the lav if you curse yourself? Just see, the pasuk says, rak hishom alachor shmo nafshecho. Shasan, the pasuk says to watch yourself. Shmiras hanefesh. So what does that do with not cursing yourself? And say the pshat is that the pasuk is to watch your soul, not to do any harm to yourself. If you curse yourself, you're giving yourself harm. A curse has a power. Dibur has a power. If you curse yourself, you're harming yourself. It's like you're not supposed to burn yourself or harm to kill yourself. You're supposed to watch your nefesh. The same thing goes as an azara, not to curse yourself. The same thing would be is don't get into an argument with somebody if you know he's going to curse you. If you know somebody else is going to curse you, don't cause him to curse you. Because the curse is harm. Therefore, learning out from the pasuk, "Raki shomachor shmo nafshachor," watch your nefesh means do not curse yourself. A curse is harm. Shmo nafshachor miyoid. Kedurabavin. Omer Rabbi Loid. The Omer Kolmokim Shemri Shomer. Whenever it says the word he shomer, or else the word pen or al, any will aloysa say. Here the word shmo nafshachor is alav. You're alav if you do not watch your soul. Like some people want to say today, smoking. Some people want to say that. Ramesh is not through it. But something that does harm for you, it's called this pasuk of Hishomer. You'll be over a lot. Yeah. Chaverov, how do we know if you curse your friend, you're over a lot? Here you won't have this lot. Here, by doing somebody else, it's not called Shemor Tafshachor. It's not a problem of watching your soul. So where's the lot not to curse your friend? Instead it says, Loisakal Acherish, do not curse Acherish. Cheresh is lav dafka, means someone can't hear even such a person. But Kolshkain, a normal person. Then it says, V'kach Hashem l'kim, v'chein yakach l'kim, zui olak suva v'ter. Somebody says that, if you do not say this for me, you should be cursed, that I want this curse to come upon you. So that's the Pasha Shavu say this. That's the olak suva v'ter. That the simple ola means a curse. Yosef Rav Kana, Kaimat Rav Yehuda. Rav Kana was sitting down in front of Rav Yehuda. The Yosef was sitting in the Kama. Rav Kana said over like this. He said over this Mishnah. That somebody says, Yaakov Cholokim, Hashem should curse you. Kiritnan, he said over the Mishnah in front of his Rebbe Rav Yehuda the way the Mishnah says. So Amal Rav Yehuda said back to him, Kino. You should know when you say over Mishnah to somebody, do not say the Mishnah directly. Because it sounds as if you want to curse me. You should say in the third Lashon. Don't use directly this Lashon. You should say the Mishnah means, if Rishimon wants to curse Yehuda, but make sure it shouldn't sound like a curse to me. The same thing happened was, Yosef Rabbon and Kaimid Rav Kana, again, the Yosef will come and saying over this Pasik, Gam. Eil yitotzcho lenetzach yachtecho v'yisachacho miyoyel v'shereshcho miyeretz chayim selot. Hashem will uproot you and kill you. So he said this pasuk to him. So his mashma that Hashem should do it to him. Amalei again, Rav Kana said back to him, Kino, when you're telling over this pasuk to somebody, do not say the pasuk the way it's written, but make a kinoi, say a little bit different in a third lashon, in a third form, should not look like you're talking to him directly. But the Gemara Tati Lomli, what do we need these two Gemaras for? Like, one time is enough. What's the Chiddush of two Maisim? The Gemara says, now the time I would have thought to say, Hani Mila Masnisim, when should you change around the Lashon on the Mishnah? Because maybe people don't know it's a Lashon on Mishnah, they'll think you mean to curse me. Avul Dikroi, but if you're suffering over here, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Eima Loi Machninen, if you're saying to somebody else, a Pasuk in Tehillim, made like everybody knows it's a Pasuk. I do not mean to curse you, I only mean to say over the Pasuk. Kamash Blon still is saying over a pasuk that says Hashem should curse you, so do not say the third party, do not say it directly to him. Then the Mishnah says the Machlokes, Al Yakecho, if the Toveya says to the Edim, listen, if you say this, then Hashem should not hit you. And then Vivrachacho, then you should have a blessing. Vitvacho, then it should be good. So it's the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir Mechayev, because the Chlal Lav at the Shemei Hain. You mean to say, if you do say, you should be good. Wow. But if you do not say, you should be cursed. And that's called the Shoma Kolola. And the Chom part of Chom say, no, you do not say the curse. You only say the Brocha. From the Brocha, we do not hear a curse. So Mor says, is this true? Is this the Machlokes? For her left leather Rav Meir, Rav Meir does not hold this Svara. For her left leather Rav Meir, Mechlau Lav after Shemei Hain. When somebody says the negative, from that we do not hear that if you do it, you'll be Hain. That we do not hold. Sakrithar Ramnei holds here. That by saying if you say you will not be cursed, that means we hear clearly that if you do not say you're cursed, it's called like he cursed you, Ramnei does not hold from this Svara. So Mor says, Aitpach true, change it around. Ramnei is the one that says it's Pata, and Chom is Sayichayif. Chom is the one that says Nechlal Lav at the Shemayahain. Kiyosu Reb Yitzchak, when Reb Yitzchak came, Torna Kiritnan. He learned our Mishnah the way it says it. No, Rabbi Meir is the one that says Chayiv. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael said, Hashto diyanan tenan hochi, v'chiyosu Rabbi Yitzchok. Tini hochi, we learned the opposite way, Eifach. Now, Rabbi Yitzchok coming, he learned the way our Mishnah says. Shemamina davka tenan. I'd rather learn the way Rabbi Yitzchok says, that our Mishnah is the way we have it, and not to have to change it around. So, Churi, he's right, the Rabbi Meir here says Chayiv. If so, Elakashio, Aitzestira, we have her made, does not hold this Svara. I'll answer you. Ki lested b'mamoina. Only by money matters, there he does not say b'chlal lav at the Shemayahain. But the Yisur Islay. But by Yisurim, there it's Mochamar, there a person means what he says. So when he says that if you say Aedis for me, you will not be cursed, we understand he means to say that if you do not say Aedis, you should be cursed. So therefore, our Mishnah is good. By Yisurim, Rav Meir agrees, you say the Chlal Lav at the Shemayin. There's a difference between the Pasha of Yisurim, there it's more strict, but by plain money, there the person does not mean exactly the opposite. So by money matters, we do not hear the Chlal Lav at the Shemayin. I'll bring you, I'll ask you a question from the Pasha of Saita. The Yisuruhu, the Pasha of a Saita is an Issa. The question is, was she Mazana with the man? Is she also to her husband? Is she not also? It's a Pasha of Yisurim. And still, the Yomer of Tamchum Bachachnoi, Hinoki, the book of the Lashon of Hinoki. So this next word, it's next to Yud. So time of the Siv Hinoki, for Lafachi without this, Mechlau Lav at the Shemayahin Loyam Rinan. That even according to Rabbi Meir, we would not hear from the Hain the Lav. It's only because there's an extra word, Hinoki. If we're making a swear, you'll receive a bracha if you do not do it. So for that we understand, if she did this nush, she would not have a bracha. But only because there's an extra pasuk over here. But without the extra yud, we would not say this. I, the chur, the havimina is that sait is Yisurim. Because even by Yisurim, we do not